We want to look now for our study of Hanukkah at the Shalmei Toda, and in Hanukkah Simon Chaf Vav, he expands on the subject of Hadlokas Ner Hanukkah Beis HaKnesses, and we begin with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafrei Shayin Aleph, and we've seen this in the past, that a Shliach Tzibur who lights in the Beis HaKnesses and recites a bracha when he comes home and fulfills his personal obligation of Ner Hanukkah, he repeats the Hadlaka with a bracha. And the reason for that is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Chiyuv Al Kol Echad LaHadlik BeBeiso, that a person has a personal, individual obligation to light in his house. On the first night, there's a strange phenomenon. Because if he was the Shliach Tzibur on the first night of Hanukkah and he lit in the Beis HaKnesses, he recited Shechiyanu, should he recite Shechiyanu a second time when he comes home at night? Sokta Mishnah Berurah, Lo Yachzir Lomer Berchas Shechiyanu BeBeiso. The reason for that is because the bracha of Shechiyanu is on the new mitzvah. He's, in this case, Ner Hanukkah, he's already recited a Shechiyanu on the new mitzvah. If he has family members and he wants to be motzi them, so that's a different din. That's a din of yotza motzi. Even though I fulfilled my personal obligation, I will recite the bracha a second time around on behalf of the tzibur. On behalf of, of the members of my household. Again, in Havdol, it's very tricky because, let's say he only has a wife and small children, then it's not clear that he can recite Havdol if he was Yotzi already in the Beis HaKnes on behalf of his wife, because the question is whether a woman is Chayev in Havdol or not. But clearly in the case of Ner Hanukkah, a woman is Chayevus in Ner Hanukkah, and she has to recite Shechiyanu on the first night. This is a new mitzvah for her, and he therefore recites Shechiyanu on her behalf. So the Mishnah Berurah is, shall we say, hesitant with regard to repeating Shechiyanu, unless it can be justified in the fact that he has to light on behalf of his wife. If you take a look at the bottom in Sharat Siyun, in Sivkot Nun Gimel, he quotes the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Machzik Bracha the Chida, and that seems to be where it ends. So again, there's no issue about this person lighting in his house and reciting the first two brachas, La'adlik and Shosan Nisim. That's upkaret, that's simple. There's no issue about him adding Shechiyanu if he has to be motzi each tov b'nei beiso. However, with regard to Shechiyanu, in a case where he doesn't have each tov b'nei beiso and he's already recited Shechiyanu the Beis HaKnesses, this is where the Mishnah Berurah balks. This is where he's hesitant. Now, as we said before, the Machzik Bracha L'Chidah quotes the Zera Emes, one of the great Sephardic poskim. And if you take a look in the Zera Emes himself, he's going to focus on the Bracha of Shasa Nisan. He says the following: Le'inyan Birchas Shasa Nisan is Chozer Mavarch B'Beiso Ashik Var Birch Beis HaKnesses. Vafilu, eino madlik lahotzi ishto b'nei beiso. And the question is obvious. If he's already recited Shasa Nisim, Ribono Shalom, what Nisim? We're talking about the Nisim of Hanukkah. Well, if you've already expressed your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim of Hanukkah, how could you, on the same night of Hanukkah, how could you recite that bracha a second time and there's no ishto b'nei? In other words, we're making a whole hullabaloo here, a whole shtink awry, because of Shechiyanu. Forget about Shechiyanu. What about Shosan Nisim? Says the Zera Emes, Tzarech Lachzor Ulevarch BeBeiso, he recites a second time in his house Shosan Nisim. V'lo dami levirchas Shechiyanu. D'lo yevarchim kvar birch Beis HaKnesses. V'atam. So how do we differentiate between Shechiyanu on the one hand and Shasa Nisim on the other? Now, Rabosa, what I'd like to do here, if I have your permission, is I'd like to answer this question on my own, and you have to trust me that I have not seen the Shalmei Toda. And if what I say is in the Shalmei Todah, he's good. So I was mechavet in Shalmei Todah. It's not so good for me because I like to say something original that wasn't published. If I say something other than the Shalmei Todah, so you have a right to discard what I say and take what the Shalmei Todah says. So I'm called to Shalmei Azariah. State in Shalmei Azariah, I want to say the following. There's a fundamental difference between Shasan Nisim and Shechiyon. The Mechayev of Shechiyonu is the Zman itself. A mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. So for that Zman, Shechiyonu mikimonu la Zman hazeh. Okay, I already made a Shechiyon on the Zman. There's no point to repeating it. Hashem Kein Shasan Nisim. Shasan Nisim is part of the Hadlok itself. The Chiv Hadlaka, right? You think it's good?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. The Chiv Hadlaka requires two brachas. One bracha on the Maisa Hadlaka, and the other bracha on the Kiyum of Pirsmanes. The Pirsmanes of the Beis HaKnesses is fundamentally different, qualitatively different than that I do, that I accomplish in my house. I add Hadlaka to the Beis HaKnesses not as an individual. My personality is completely anonymous. You know, I don't come as a Zari verse until light. I light up the half of the tzibur. My sad luck is the tzibur's dick had luck. My shake when I come home, that's my personal chiyuv, a brand new mitzvah of had luck is ner chanuk. I mean, obviously, nobody raises the question of how he can repeat the bracha of lahadlik ner chanuk because it's a new mitzvah of had luck. The mitzvah adlaka in Beis HaKnesses is fundamentally different than mitzvah adlaka in Bayis. Therefore, same thing applies to Shasa Nisim. Shasa Nisim is an integral part of the mitzvah adlaka. Let's see if he says it. If he doesn't say it, then I think it's Roy La'omra. Hatam nira desfile de bircha shechiyonu havi brachal etzem hayom. Okay, we call it the Zman. I think he's saying al pshat. Who bracha al hadlaka shetiknu levarach al pirsumei nisa. Tika avir al yidei mitzvah hadlaka bebeisa. There's a new pirsumanes and a chiyuv pirsumanes which is engendered by the bias in his personal home, and he hasn't fulfilled that obligation of Pirsum Anes in the bias. His bias engenders a brand new chiyuv. He hasn't recited a bracha on that hadlaka that he's obligated on in his bias. Therefore, when he comes back to his bias, he has to mivark two brachos. He has to mivark lahadlik and shosan nisim. That which he recited in the Beis HaKnes has nothing to do with his personal chiyuv that's engendered by the bias when he comes home. Ah. But here, the Shalmei Todah gets up and asks a kash. And this is Gevaldige kash. He raises the following objection. In other words, you don't need a bias in order to achieve the kiyum of Birchas Shosanisim, even without a bias. Shosanisim is a separate independent bracha. Let's say it floats in midair. It's not connected to the locus of bias, Haraya. The Gemara establishes in Shabbos Chav Gimel that Haroa Ner Chanukah, if I see your Ner Chanukah, I recite the Brach of Shasa Nisim. Why is the Madlik in the Beis HaKnesses worse than the Roa Ner Chanukah? In both cases, there's a Brach of Shasa Nisim. And in both cases, Lechora, he should be Yotze, the Chova of the Brach of Shasa Nisim. In Cain, Zokti, Shalmei Todah, Amaylo Yotza, B'meshet Birech, Beis HaKnesses, Midin, Roa Ner Chanukah. And here, you can see that he's backpedaling. You know, he's trying to tread water. V'efshar, you know, when he says V'efshar, you know, he says, V'efshar, the shiny Nerish of Beis HaKnesses, the Einam Nerish Mitzvah, Rak Min Haga, Greda, V'efshar, Levarech, La Birchas HaRoa. Pili Ploim of a Chiddush. And frankly speaking, I think he's wrong. Again, who am I to say? But he's saying that if I see the Ner in the Beis HaKnesses, I can't say Shasa Nisa. There's no Birch Sarah because it's not a Ner Shal Mitzvah, it's a Ner Shal Minah. Very difficult.
He doesn't mean you're right, either.
Yeah, you know what? I think if he was right, then somebody would, you know, if somebody wants to smoke a cigarette, Lo Aleinu, would be able to light a cigarette to the Adlok in the Beis HaKnesses. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. karama. Shem Mishamay. Lachain af shemadu beisakness in yotze birchas shasid nisim al yedei zeh shiro ner chanuk. Okay. I would have given a different answer. I would say that in Chinami, there's no question that Haro Ner Chanukah Shal Beis HaKnesses could be Mevarech Ner Chanukah. I would even go as far as to say that the Ner Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses, HaNeiros HaLolu Kodeshem, V'Einol HaRishus L'Shtavish Behem, just like the Ner Chanukah in Abayis. And the Minig has the capability of creating a Cheftish Ner Chanukah, otherwise you would not make a Brach on the Minig. You'll ask me, was he Yotze as a Roah? Is the teretz to that is that there are two different chiyuvim in Ner Chanukah. There's one chiyuv of a roer, and there's another chiyuv of the madlik, and both engender the bracha of shasa nisim. If I'm a madlik, I'm a varach shasa nisim b'toras madlik. If I'm only a roer because I'm not a madlik, I only see your Ner Chanukah on my own, then I'm a varach shasa nisim b'toras roer. But the chiyuv and the kiyum of birchas shasa nisim b'toras roer will not exempt him from the chiyuv and the kiyum of birchas shachiyonu b'toras madlik. And therefore, despite the fact that he was yotzei b'toras roeh, he still has to be mevarech b'toras madlik. And I'll give you a nafkemina, a simple nafkemina, which we could check out in the postgame. What happens if I'm traveling in a boat, and when the boat launches, or whatever the word is, when the boat takes off from the shore, I see a Ner Chanukah in your house, right? You live near the shore. I will not be able to light Ner Chanukah on the boat. So what do I do in such a case? I make the Brach of Shasa Nisim as a roah. Guess what? The boat didn't take off. The captain had stomach problems, and he canceled. They couldn't find a replacement for him. They postponed departure until tomorrow. I come home. My wife is very happy to see me, give me the red carpet treatment. So I make a bracha of Shasa Nisim. I already made the bracha on Shasa Nisim. The answer is, I made the bracha Shasa Nisim b'toras roa, not b'toras madlik. He says, "V'hine le'inyanim hidlik v'beiso b'leil rishon v'irch shachiyon v'achkach malik beis hakneses." The Zera Emes wants to address another question. Let's say I lit, which some people have that minig, in my house on the first night I said shachiyon. Now I come, and guess what? As the shliach tzibur, they asked me to light on behalf of the beis hakneses. Is the teretz is pashut? I don't even see the shaila. The Zera Emes says, "Yivarch shachiyon beis hakneses v'shilat tzibur." That which he lit in his own house, that's for the yachid. But the Torah, the tzibur, he can be madlik on behalf of the tzibur. He's not, his bracha, excuse me, his mevarech, is not his own personal bracha. His bracha is as a representative of the tzibur. V'shamati dekeno yamaisei tzomoron achazunish tzatzal shidliku etzlo b'leil rishon b'bayis birchu shachiyonu akach hidliku beis haknesses u'birchu odopam Shechiyon. I would again, if I have the license to do this, and Tzachutz B'Noira, I would like to add a comment. And here I'm really in trouble because I'm going against the Mishnah Berurah. That's scary. But I would say that even if he was madlik in the Beis HaKnesses first, and he recited Shechiyonu, he could still recite Shechiyonu when he comes home on his own adlok, even if he has no Ishu Banim, not like the Mishnah Berurah, because the Shechiyonu that he recited in the Beis HaKnesses was not his own personal Shechiyonu. He's the Mavarech as the voice of the Tzibur. He is the voice of the Tzibur. Now he has a personal Chiyu to light in his house. It's a whole new mitzvah and a whole new bracha. He should recite Shechiyon. Then, in the paragraph that starts by Ikar, Mashikosav Azarems, the Misha Hidlu Beis HaKnesses Ubirech, Chozer Amalik Beis Lahotzi Ishto Bonim, the Chozer Amalik Shechiyonu, Ubivarch Shechiyonu Afshikar Yotzav Beis HaKnesses, Lachor Tzachim Bidin Zer, Dikeva De Iu Lidi Dei, Eino Tzach Levarech Od Shechiyonu, Shechiyonu Yotzav Amesha Baruch Beis HaKnesses, and came Amaylo avibrocha hefsek l'didei bein birchas adlok l'kiyum ha-mitzvah. is he's asking the following question. We have a minig of lighting the Ner Chanukah after the bracha. He's reciting Shachiyonu not because of his own personal chiyuv, but for yotzi others. That should be a hefsek between the brachos of Lahadlik and Shosei Nisim and Adlok itself. He says, if you take a look in Psachim on Daf and Dalet of an Aleph, is the Gemara there speaks about Motzi Shabbos Kishara or Mivarech Alav Miyad Kshemiv Lo Besomim Lo Besof Shah Mivarech Aleim. Is Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Dimi Afal Pi Sherebi Mefazram Choser V'Sojim Alakos Kedei Lahotzi Bonov Ubnei Beso. So even though I, as an individual, already made the bracha on the Eish, I already made the bracha on the Besom, nevertheless I come home and I organize my bracha, my Abdullah, in the exact same way with all the same brachas. And here's a question, because since he was Yotzi already with the bracha of Eish, both the bracha on the Eish of Besomim, wouldn't this be a hefsek between the Birchas HaGofen and the Shtiyas HaYayin? He recites Boripri HaGofen, right? Yach Nahaz. Yayin is the first of the Seder. And he's not going to drink from the kos until when? Until he finishes the very last bracha. The other brachas that wedge and separate between his original Boripri HaGofen and the Shtiyah are brachos that he's only reciting on behalf of those Acherim, and yet it's not a hefsek. The answer is because if he's adding brachos to be motzi, those who are obligated in those brachos, even though he personally, as an individual, is not chayiv in those brachos, but since those brachos are part of a seder and others are yotze, it doesn't become a hefsek. So frankly speaking, I'm not sure if I understand this raya b'chlal, because I don't know that the Bori Pri HaGofen in Avdolah, this is Tzarki in Godel, is on the Shtiyas HaYayin. It could be that the bracha of Bori Pri HaGofen is part and parcel of Havdalah. For example, in Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, if I recite Bori Pri HaGofen, I'm not sure that I have to drink at all from the kos. And for sure, even if I do drink from the kos, there are other members of the household who will hear my Bori Pri HaGofen, and they're not going to drink from the kos. Again, some have a minig, you know, you give a little bit of wine, and that's a wonderful minig, but it's certainly not likuva. So how could they be yotze the Bori Pri HaGofen without shtir? The answer is that Bori Pri HaGofen in Kiddush takes on a whole nother entity, a whole nother personality. It's not a birchas hanenim on the shtiyas hayayin, it's a birchas hakiddush. And here too in Avdolah, one could ostensibly argue by analogy that the bracha Bori Pri HaGofen is a birchas hakiddush, it's part of the Seder HaBrachos. It has nothing to do with the shtiyas yayin. Okay. Obviously, the Shalmei Todah knows better than me, and he's certainly entitled to his opinion, but that's what he says. So therefore, if we swing back to the Zera Emes, and the Zera Emes is wondering about being Mavarech on behalf of the members of his household, those brachos of including Shechiyonu, correct? The brachos of Ner Chanukah. So again, as far as Lahadlik and Shosan Nisan, that's not an issue. Even if there was no Ishto Bnei Beso, he would be required to recite those brachos. But since he's not required, according to the Mishnah Berurah, to recite Shechiyonu, he's only doing so to be Motzi Ishto Bonov, would the Shechiyonu serve as a hefsek between his brachos, the first two brachos and Nadlok? And the answer is no, says the Shalmei Todah, because Shechiyonu becomes part of the Seder HaBrachos, and it's not a hefsek. What justifies the Shechiyonu? The answer is Lahotzi Ishto Ubnei Beis. And here, in the paragraph that starts Vehine, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh Siman Tov Chaf Beis with regard to Haolah and Rosh Chodesh. We mentioned this in the past, that the Mechaber, like the Rambam before him, would not allow for a brach on Halel on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only Minog, and we have a principle of Ein Mevarech on Minog, as we saw with regard to Chibud Arava on Hoshana Rav. V'tzarech Iyud. Maishna hocha gabi ner chanek v'beis ha-knes shekos le-mevarech an alei. Is Dr. the Chacham Tzvi says that there is a fundamental difference. I'm sorry, the Chacham Tzvi is the one who raises this question. L'chora, there's no fundamental difference between Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Tzilud Minog and Hallel and Hadlokas Ner Chanukah Tzilud Minog. If your theory, if your principle in Halacha is Eim of Varchal Minog, it should apply not only to Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but also to Hadlokas Ner Beis HaKnesses. And that's why the Chacham Tzvi leaves this whole issue in the Mechaber as a stira, as a question that has no answer. How to justify the bracha of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah when the principle that's codified by the Shulchan Aruch himself is Ein Mevarchim Al HaMinuk. So the Shalmei Todah wants to suggest that if you look at Beis Yosef, he gives various reasons, Tamim, to justify the Minuk of Hadlaka of Ner Chanukah Beis HaKnesses, and the second of those Tamim is Pirsum HaNes, that is a great Kiddush Hashem when we recite this bracha and we madlik in Makelos in a public place. And therefore the principle of Eim Mevarchim Al HaMinog doesn't apply on over here, because the special unique kiyum of Pirsum HaNes, and if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch here, he says very clearly in Tafrei Shayin Aleph, and we've seen it over and over again, Madlikin Mevarchim Beis HaKnes Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, which means clearly that we are fulfilling a kiyum of Pirsum HaNes. So it goes way beyond the minhag. And we saw, if you remember, in the Maram Shik, that this bracha on the minhag is a hishtalshalus, right? It's a sniff, an extension of the Ikar Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It doesn't present itself, it generates spontaneously as an independent entity, Yesh Me'ayin, from Noahsville, as in the case of Chibud Arova. But rather, it's an extension of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, insofar as that mitzvah, the goal of that mitzvah is Pirsum HaNes. And therefore, even the Shulchan Aruch would justify the bracha on the minhag of Ner Chanukah. The only question I have here is, what about Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? I mean, why not see that as an extension of the Hallel on Moad? And the answer is that since Rosh Chodesh doesn't cut the mustard, you know, doesn't reach, with all due respect to Rosh Chodesh, doesn't reach the level of a Moed as far as Hallel is concerned, then the minhag is really Yesh Me'ayin. You know, to convert Rosh Chodesh into a day that's invested with Kedushas Man, such that it should engender a mitzvah of Simcha and a recitation of Hallel, that's really Yesh Me'ayin. That's pure minhag, and therefore it's not an extension of the mitzvah. And therefore there's no bracha. Masha'enkin, in the case of Hadlaka Beis HaKnesses and Ner Chanukah, there we're taking the Pirsum HaNes and we're defining the Beis HaKnesses as a bias. The kasha, but if that be the case, im hidlik v'beis v'akach ma'lik Beis HaKnesses lama chozev rach shachiyonu v'beis HaKnesses harei kvar yotza yedei chovaso v'shachiyonu al hazman shebirach v'beiso. And we've already given the answer to this question, because his Shechiyonu in the Beis HaKnesses is not B'Toras Yachid, it's not his own personal bracha of Shechiyonu, but rather he is being Mevarech as a representative of the entire Tzibur. And insofar as he's now representing the Tzibur needs this bracha for that lucha of the Pirsum HaNes of the Beis HaKnesses. In the paragraph in Nira, he says, now that we've established that according to the Beis Yosef, the Ikar Svara and the justification for Adlaka Beis HaKnesses is because of the Pirsum HaNes of the Makelos, the Kiddush Hashem that takes place in the Beis HaKnesses, in Kein Yeshlom Redachinami Mevarchim Shechiyonu Mishum Haitaima, he adds and embellishes his original position. Why is it that even though as a Yochid I was Mevarach Shachiyonu in my house, I could still repeat Shachiyonu as the Shliach of the Tzibur of the Beis HaKnesses? And we said because he is only being Mevarach Shachiyonu as a representative of the Tzibur, he says no, you could say even better than that. Now I'm achieving a brand new Kiyum, and that is Pirsum HaNes and Kiddush Shmo Yisbarach. On that I can make a Shachiyonu, because that I didn't achieve when I lit in the Beis HaKnesses. the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Zera Emes, as we've seen before, that if he recited Shechiyonu the Beis HaKnesses, he does not repeat Shechiyonu when he goes home. Avalohevi Dvarav Leinyan Birech Tchila Shechiyonu the Beis HaKnesses Yachsav Yivarech Shemaylu Beis HaKnesses Yavshaloma Desrilei Dvemes Gambazelo Yachsav Yivarech Ulam Kvar Nisbar Liel Tulamaisa Akhtinin Kedivere Zera Emes. That even though he's already recited Shechiyonu in his bias, he still will recite Shechiyonu as the Shlich Tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses. We want to go a step further, and even in the switch around situation where he recited Shechiyonu in the Beis HaKnesses, he still recites Shechiyonu in his bias. That the Shalmei Todo is not willing to go that far. He embraces the Shita of the Mishneh Berurah. Yesh B'chal Masai Monef, he made a Shechiyonu on the Zman and the kiyum of Pirsum HaNes in the Beis HaKnesses with Makelos, then certainly he doesn't need a Shechiyonu for his own personal hadlok of a Beiso, and we said whatever we said, and we disagreed for whatever reason we disagreed. And finally, in the last paragraph of the Shalmei Todo, he wants to know about, again, this issue of gatherings and parties in various ulamei smachot, and whether or not there is justification to light a hadlok on behalf of this whole entourage of people, this whole gathering assembly of people with a bracha. He says, certainly it's not comparable to hadlok beis haknesses, according to the first reason of hadlok beis haknesses, namely because of orachim. He's not in the beis haknesses, we don't have a takon of orachim. Orachim is the beis haknesses, they used to sleep in various rooms off the main vestibule, off the main sanctuary of the beis haknesses. The Rivash's explanation of Pirsum HaNes, L'chora, at first glance, could apply here in the case of a gathering. He says, we can't light outside because the Goyim won't appreciate that. This was before it was politically correct, right? He says, why not do it inside in the Ulam Smachot? And we can make him a bracha just like we make a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses. And he answers that that's not true. He deflects this approach, and even according to the second reason, namely Pirsum HaNes Beis HaKnesses, we don't have a right to extend that outside the walls of the Beis HaKnesses. The minhag was established in the Beis HaKnesses and only in the Beis HaKnesses, not any place where there's a gathering. Again, we said it more lumbish based on Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that you need a tzibur, and there's no chal shem tzibur outside of a Beis HaKnesses. In Kain al kol ponim, Levarch I Efshar b'makom deleka minuk. So he doesn't justify a bracha in these gatherings. However, there is a reason that says that the hadlok of the Beis HaKnesses is not a din in bias. It's not the Beis HaKnesses with all its special status establishes a bias as far as the mitzvah of Chanukah, but rather it's a din of Makelos. There's a Kiddush Hashem in Makelos, and Kiddush Hashem in Makelos does not require a Beis HaKnesses. Well, if he's there, according to that piece of logic, and if you remember, that's how he justified Bechlal, according to Shulchan Aruch, the bracha of Hadlok of Beis HaKnesses, given the fact that you don't make a bracha on a minhag, according to Shulchan Aruch, but there's a new kiyum here of Kiddush Hashem in Makelos. He says, Yesh Lodun, maybe you can apply that reasoning, and whenever there's a gathering of Makelos, that itself could engender a kiyum of Pirsum HaNes. Lamaisa, he's not so thrilled about it. And if you move on to page 8, if you have that, we'll take a look at Rav Avad Yosef and Yabi Arba Chelik Zion. And he raises the question of the question that we've seen in the past, all machshava lefanai liyashiv das marna shulchan aruch al pi mashkos v'rambam. He says perhaps we can understand why there's a bracha on a minog. In this case, hadlok beis haknesses, based on the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the Rambam defines the power and the authority and the responsibility of the Bezna Gol B'Yushalayim, the 71 elders. They are the amudei ha'ra. They are in charge of Torah Baal Shval Peh. And the Rambam says that there's a long list of institutions or injunctions, takanos, that the Anshei Knesses, Hagdol, and the Bezna Gadol can can establish. And on that list, the Rama has number one, Gzeros, number two, Takonos, and number three, Minhagos. Meaning that even a Minhag comes under the purview of the authority of Bez Nagol. And the Nafka Mina says the Rambam is Mitzvah Saseh L'Shmolahem. We have a positive command in the Taryag, according to the Doraisa, to uphold and observe the Gzeros of the Chachamim, the Takonis of the Chachamim, and even the Minhagos of the Chachamim. And therefore the Rambam establishes that if you violate any one of those Gzeros, Takonis, or Minhagos, you are in violation of the Lo Saseh, and you are Mavatel the essay. Because there's a losas of losasur, there's an essay about piyat Torah asher yerucha. And therefore, minhagos are also included, according to the Rambam, in the authority of losasur of Bezna Gadol. Again, how Rav Avadya Yosef is going to apply this to the case of hadlaka bebeis hakneses, which is clearly a later minhag, it doesn't date back to the Bezna Gol Shebi Yushalayim that sat in the Lishkas Hagazis, you know, that's the exciting part of this tshuva of the Abiya Omer. And he writes the following. He says, L'chora Muchach. Do you see where it's underlined? If you fast forward to where it's underlined, this is already Rav Avadya. It was a spontaneous custom that arose amongst the people. And he brings a raya from this, a smach from the Me'iri in Brachos Daf Yud Dalet. And he says that the same logic should apply to Chibut Arava, based on the Chidushei Aritva in Sukkim Mem Dalet, that this minog of Chibut Arava was Nagua Me Aleim. The people themselves decided to imitate the Nevi'im and clap with the Hoshana on Hoshana Rav. Aval, do you see the underline? This is the punchline of the Abiya Omer. Haminog lahadlik neiros chanuk bebracha nire shechachme Yisrael hinhigu came mishum pirsume nisa. Now look, I have to tell you that even though it's correct, I can't question the history here, and this minog was instituted by Chachme Yisrael for the purpose of pirsum anes, and there are many sources that you can quote to prove that, but it still goes a little bit shy and falls short of what the Rambam writes in his codes in Hilchas Mamrim, because the Rambam is clearly talking about a case of Bezna Gadol and only Bezna Gadol. So I think, in order to appreciate the Abiya Omer, because I don't want to Chas Shalom, you know, be Docha Bakash, you have to read the next line. He says, "Lefichach Shapir Efshel Levarach Al Zeh B'Loshem V'Tzivonu K'moshe Gam HaMinhogim Shenhigu Chachmi Yisraelim B'Chlal U'Shamarto Lasos K'Chol Asher Yerucha." He says that the mitzvah of listening and obeying the Chachmi Yisrael extends to Chachmi Yisrael throughout the generations. V'Af Shiyad Adoch in the Tuya Lomish Lekoskin Aram LeMinhogim Shenhigu Mishum Siag. The Ghetto of Torah. Again, he's not yet up to our objection, namely that the Rambam is limited to the Beis Din HaGadol, Shebi Yushalayim, but he's willing to say that the Rambam is limited to Siad. He says, Mikomakom Nira Yosef, Shekolam in Hogan, Shenhigu Chachmi Srobachal Mitzvah Zuhaim, even if it's not Siad. Vachiluk Mavur Ben Hal Sharosh Chosh Ben Adlokas Ner Chanukah. And he's basically saying that we don't make a bracha on Hal and Rosh Chodesh according to the Mechaber based on the Rambam. But yet, we do make a bracha on Hadlokas Ner Chanukah the Beis HaKnesses. The answer is because Hadloka in the Beis HaKnesses is considered something that has almost the status of a siyag. It's almost, as we said before, an extension of the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah Mishum Pirsume Nisa. And here, Rav Avadya Yosef says something that really makes your eyes roll. Are you ready for this? I mean, again, please make sure you're sitting down and fasten your your safety buckle. Usniflakach, I want to bring a support for this from Rabbeinu Yaakov Mimaryush. My friends, Rabbeinu Yaakov Mimaryush paskined halachos and wrote an entire sefer of tshuvas based on chalomos, based on dreams. He had revelations in dreams and he paskined halachos. And Rav Avad Yosef himself never relies on the shut min ha-shamayim, because we have a principle of lo ba-shamayim hi. We do not paskin based on revelations from shamayim. But in Simon Chafei, the shut min ha-shamayim says, ma she-nogu lahadlik neiros Chanukah bebracha beis ha-knes af pi shekol echav echav madlik akach beiso yesh bazeh mishum rov am hadras melech upersume nisa. So I don't know. Maybe in this case he didn't have a dream. I don't know. But the shut min ha-shamayim is dedicated to dreams. Here he indicates rov am hadras melech upersume nisa. The afal pisha kosav shom od tam shlizvdeh mitzvah kish, that it's similar to Kiddush Beleil Beisak, Beleil Shabbos Beisak Neses, and that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. We don't have Orchim, but he says Rov Amajus Melech, that we do have today in our Beisak Neses. The Od Sheish Anoshim Shein Yodim LeKadosh. Maybe there's someone who can't make the bracha on their Chanukah. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Tes writes Yosef Tov LaHanik Shelo LeKadosh Beisak Neses. He's not excited. We don't have Orchim. And therefore, with regard to Hadlokas and their Chanukah Beis HaKnesses, we don't justify this minhag based on Orchim, but nevertheless, we have a cue of Pirsum HaNes. And that itself, says the Abia Omer, would justify the bracha on Hadlokas and their Chanukah. He calls it a minhag Shenhigu Chachmei Yisrael. In order to substantiate this, the Abia Omer quotes the Gaon, and he says, Hezber Shalagra, that Pirsum HaNes Barabim is like Halil on Leil Pesach. And that we've already seen. That's going to again give extra strength to the minhag of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses. And we'll pick this up in Mirtz Hashem a little bit later on. Let's fast forward to paragraph Vav. He says, Hinei Ra'isi Melachim Medainim Mirabone Dodenu Odus Mesivos Anarochos Bulome Asmochos Kayotzib Zel Chanukah. The same question that we've seen in many poskim, whether or not we could justify lighting and with a bracha in a public gathering. Ha'im Rashoim Lahadlik Shom Neros Chanukah Bibrochos Mishum Pirsum HaNes. And here he quotes the shoot of Shevet HaLevi, that's Rav Ozner from Bnei Brak, Shlita. Shaladaito ein levarch bekayotzibus. If he came in she'etzim amidig nog levarch adlokas ner chanukah bebeis haknesses, he says even with regard to a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses, there were those who raised the eyebrows amongst the achronim who weren't so happy, because the Shulchan Aruch paskens that we don't make a bracha on a minug, like for example Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. And then to add to boot that every time we have an assembly of 10 people, we're going to be mevarech on the Ner Chanukah, that he's not in favor of. However, he says that there's a tradition in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that Mikevan de Mevur b'tshuvas ha-rivah shemakar brachos b'munik zeh while sage divrei Rabbeinu Tam, he says that since the bracha of Ner Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses is justified by the bracha of Halo on Rosh Chodesh of Rabbeinu Tam, and that itself is a machlokas. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch never accepted the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam to be mevarich on the minug of Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, dai lanu b'minug mashanahagnu levarich beis haknes ve'ein lahosif al kach. So once again, Rav Avad Yosef is summarizing many tshuvas that are hesitant, and we've seen this before, about a gathering, a public gathering, and justifying a bracha on adlaka in the public gathering. However, on the other side of the spectrum, we have Rav Voldenberg, That's the Tzitz Eliezer. And he says that, quoting the Mishnas Yaakov of Rav Yaakov Rosenthal, that Yesh Levarech. Why? Ki Pamin Rabos Apirsim Mesibus El Gadol Biyoser. He says there's an incredible Pirsim Anes in a gigantic gathering of people, and therefore we should make a bracha. And Achrei Hodia Hashem Osonu Eskol Anal Bi Yishuv Divrei Moran HaShulchan Aruch. To justify the fact that the Shulchan Aruch advocates and codifies that we do make a bracha on Hallel V'Beis HaKnesses, we've given all these svaras. We rely on the fact that there's a Pirsum Anes. We saw the Shud Ben Shamayim, Rovam Hadras Melech. We saw the Gov, that there's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur that parallels the Chiyuv Tzibur of Hallel on Leil Pesach. He says, "Nira li biyishuv dibre mara nira shenogim levarach ad lokas nerchanigum emesius keilu biyeshlam al ma yismachu." He's not gonna make fun or machmet the head, as we say, you know, to deflect that those who have that minhag in a public place and recite the bracha, because all the svaros that we gave to justify the bracha in the Beis HaKnesses apply even outside the Beis HaKnesses. There's the same identical pirsum anes. There's the same identical Barov Am Hadras Melech. There's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in this public gathering. Why not be Mavarech outside the Beis HaKnesses? However, here he adds a point which I'm very excited about that I tried to make before. And that is, he says, Matov Lispal Shom Tfilas Arvis Bitzibur Miyadli Achar Adloka. And I think he's influenced here by what? Exactly, by the Gaon. Because remember, he quoted the Gaon at the end of the previous column, at the bottom of the previous column, that it's similar to a Chiyuv Pirsum Anes of the Rabbim in the Beis HaKnesses, and that's a Chovas Tzibur. But in order to generate a Tzibur, it's not enough to get 10 people together. You need that they create a Tzibur, and therefore if they daven Ma'ariv. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm very perplexed about this Ma'ariv idea. Bishleim HaMincha is certainly a creation of a Tzibur with Mincha, because this Chazor Sashatz. In the case of Ma'ariv, we don't have Chazor Sashatz. What we do have is 10 people davening together. So it's a tefillah not of the tzibur, what we call tefillah's ha-tzibur, it's tefillah b'tzibur. So that's the question, whether the minug of Adlokas Ner b'Beis HaKnesses is justified by b'tzibur. You might need ha-tzibur, you know, so that's why I don't know. Finally, in the last paragraph, he summarizes, and as his Kedarka Makodesh, to summarize a long tshuva, and he writes that a person should make sure to find himself in a Beis HaKnesses so that he can be dip in and participate with the Tzibur in that Hadlok of the Tzibur. He says when he comes home and he's Madlik himself on behalf of the members of his household, Im Nizdamin Lo Lios Beis HaKnesses Li Achar Tfilas Arvis. In other words, he finds himself in a Beis HaKnesses and they've already davened Ma'ariv, and he comes for Shir Torah itself. He says, Rashoi Lachzul Varech Lahadik Nerchan Kvod HaTzibur Beis HaKnesses. Here, he doesn't hesitate. He recommends and advocates in favor of a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses. It sounds like he's saying that even if they already lit in the Beis HaKnesses Ma'ariv time, but you weren't there for that Adloka, you could be mezakeh the tzibur if there is a tzibur for a shir Torah, and recite a bracha on Adloka in the Beis HaKnesses. And Hashem Yisbrach Yizakenu Liros Vadlokas Ner HaMenorah B'Beis Mikdashenu B'Tifarteinu B'Bolein Mashiach Tzidkenu. And he says, when Mashiach will come, Mashiach is Rashi Tevis Mem Shin Yud Ches Madlikim Shmonas Yimei Chanukah. And this is in all the sources we see a very close connection between Ner Chanukah and Mashiach. Let's look in Piskei Tshuvas and see if we can just add a little bit. He says that the Beis Yosef, and this we've seen over and over again, justifies the minig of Adlok Beis HaKnesses in three different ways. Number one, because of the Archim. Number two, and this is based on the Rivash, because of Pirsum HaNes. And especially in our time that we don't light on the outside, we light on the inside. Where do we get Pirsum HaNes if not in the Beis HaKnesses? And number three, in the name of the Kolbo, that there is a special Pirsum HaNes when the Am, when the nation gets together to organize the brachos and the adloka. That itself is a great Kiddush Hashem b'makelos. That, I would, if it was up to me, I would combine that with the Rivash. I mean, the Rivash doesn't add the element of Pirsum b'makelos and Kiddush Hashem, but nevertheless, I think he is on the same line. But if you take a look with his number 43, he quotes some of the other tshuvas that there is a kiyum of Zechel and Migdash by lighting in the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaKnesses is the representation in our time of the Beis HaMigdash. And that certainly would form a separate reason. He says in the paragraph that starts with Kivan, he says, since we're not being Yotzei our individual obligation when we light in the Beis HaKnesses, therefore there's a possibility, and this we saw already in the past, of even a katan lighting in the Beis HaKnesses on behalf of the Tzibur, but that's only if he's a Gil Lechinuch. Lamaisa, we don't allow that done. And here then, he quotes Yosvara of Kavadat Tzibur, which I didn't think had any application here, but there is such a Svara. Finally, in the last paragraph, he says on a security level, we have to make sure that when the tzibur leaves the Beis HaKnesses, we have to put out the candles. We can't leave them lit. He says, "Lechabos haneiros Beis HaKnesses liachar azivas hakol." That's an issue. He says, "We paskin adlokos a mitzvah, and therefore is kavsa ein zokiklot." So he's going to stretch that a little bit and allow putting out the neiros when the kohol leaves the Beis HaKnesses. But he does want them to be lit for a half hour. And I would say the following, since our minig is to light between Minchat Ma'ariv, which is even before Shkia or at Shkia, it's quite possible that by the time the last member of the kohol leaves the Beis HaKnesses, a half hour has passed. Let's hope so. He says, Baboker, Chozer Madlikin Aneris B'Eis Tefil Shachris, we should relight the candles. He doesn't give any justification for that minug and what its basis is, but we've already seen in the past that based on the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of hadlokas ner shebemikdash applies not just at night, but also during the day, we can certainly justify and find a source and a basis for the minug of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses. Then he goes on in the next paragraph, which you'll see number Yud Gimel on page 9, to say that the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses should be meruchak k'tzas me'akosel. It shouldn't be right smack up against the wall of the Beis HaKnesses, because he wants the back of the madlik to be k'neged the kosel. So he's going to squeeze in and light facing the kol. So he's standing, he's positioned between the kosel and the menorah. Why is that? K'dei sh'yehei achorav l'darom uponav l'tzofon. In other words, it's not that his back is to the Aron Kodesh, because the Aron Kodesh is beside Mizrach, but rather his back is to the wall that's, well, I guess it depends which way you're looking, but if you're looking towards the Aron Kodesh, to the right of the Aron Kodesh, that's where his wall is, that's its Adorom, and his Pon of Litzofa, because that's how the menorah was situated in the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash. HaMenorah Kfuo Tzmud L'Kosel Dorom, below Makom, if it's too somewhat, if it's too attached, there won't be room for the Madlik to stand between the Kosel and the Menorah. Maschil Ahaduk Mitzad Yemin, V'eino Hanera Samach L'Aron Kodesh. In other words, if he's facing the Tzafon, then the candle that's closest to the Aron is the candle to be lit last, because he's going to start Mitzad Yemin, and then he's going to move towards the left. Now he has a long discussion here about different shuls and how they're situated. He speaks about Bote Knesios and Imtzog Mizracha Shal Yerushalayim, where the Aron Kodesh is on the western side. Mm-hmm. And in such a case, it mamish looks like the Beis HaMikdash. And he goes through all the details of the Beis HaMikdash. For this, we'd have to learn Masechta Tamid. But in the next paragraph, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who says that Afilu Hashat Shebiruch Beis HaKnesses Tzarech Lachzar Ulahadlik BeBeiso. But he wants to drop the Shechiyonu, and he quotes the Shari Tshuva on the top of the middle column, who says, in the name of the Zera Emes, Inkra Hidlik BeBeiso, V'yakach Madlik Beis HaKnesses Yivarach Shechiyonu. And if you take a look in footnote number 58, he quotes various tshuvas in the name of the Ben Ish Chai and the Yalkut Yosef, that as far as Shasa Nisim is concerned, even though he's already lit in the Beis HaKnesses, he can repeat the Brach of Shasa Nisim when he lights at home. Yesha biru hadvarm shigam bozed dafka nimtzon beis haknesses anoshim shadayin lo shomu birchas hadlokas neiros. Omnam shar poskim eskimu lemaisa shebechol inyi yochel levar shuv shechiyonu beis haknesses af shekvar birech bebeiso. Even though everyone has already been yotzei his personal chiyuv and they gathered together for mayrav in the beis haknesses, nevertheless, he can recite all three brachos on behalf of the tzibur, even Shechiyanu, although he's already recited Shechiyanu. V'dover zeh matzik shechal yom aleph dechanukah b'shabbos. Everybody on Erev Shabbos will light at home. Everyone who is already yotzi is personal chiyuv. The gabbai is going to be madlik in the Beis HaKnesses right before Knisat Shabbat. Nevertheless, he's going to recite all the brachas, including Shechiyanu, although he already recited Shechiyanu at home on his own personal hadlokah. Then he quotes the base, the Mishnah Berurah regarding the Beis HaKnesses Shenogim Lahadlik Achar Mincha, and the Bir Halacha comes to the conclusion that you're allowed to be Madlik even before the Tzibur counts 10 people, and that's especially relevant on Leil Shabbos when they light before Mincha. According to that Minog, he can light without a Minog, without a Minyan. However, there is the Svara of the Maruk Tzia that you need a Minyan Likuva, and there's no Hadlok in the Beis HaKnesses with a Brach without a Minyan. And that we saw was the opinion also of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, who was my parents' Mesader Kiddushin and also my father's Rebbe. He was my Rebbe's father. Yesh Misha Omer She Noshim and Imtzos Be'ezris Nosh Yicholos Litztarif Linyan Zel Minyan. Wow, this is a pretty way out shita. He quotes in footnote number 62, in the name of the Shut Rav Pa'olim, that in Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses, when you're counting a tzibur, it's not a dover shebe tzibur, it's a dover shebe farhesia, and therefore women are part of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem as far as farhesia is concerned, to count the number 10. According to this approach, or even if they're not part of the minyan for Kiddush Hashem, they are part of the Asura as far as Farhesi is concerned. Whenever you need Pirsum Anes, there is such a shita, by the way, in Megillah, that you have a tzibur of women, that's also Pirsum Anes. So for Pirsum Anes, you can count the women in according to the shita, and you could also count Ketanim Sheigyu L'chinuch. Again, this is all very iffy. I would be very happy if L'chatchilu we had a minyan of men at the time of Mincha, and then after Mincha we light the Ner Shebeveis HaKnesses with a bracha. Beveis HaKnesses v'safshin shom v'ucher b'layla har b'yosrad lachar azman to kol seregel meshuk efshel ha'adlik shom v'svasvus zu neros Chanukah beveis HaKnesses. And here I think he's relying on a tshuva of the Mishnah Sachir, and you can light later on when the people get together for tefillas, for a late tefillas ma'ariv, or even without tefillas ma'ariv, but for shir Torah, even though they've already lit in the Beis HaKnesses. The Piskei Tshuvas is not excited about asefos and atzoros that happen and take place in the ulamos or in the rechav shel ir. We don't want to go that far. However, if they do daven together, then we saw already in the tshuva of Yabia Omer that perhaps we can justify the bracha and the Adlok of their Chanukah. Yesh Omrimi writes on the left column, Shabbat Soros Am Gedolos from Komos Shemina Stam Nimtsom Shem Yehudim Ashalo Adlikov Lo Shalul Adlokas Ner Chanukah Mutal Ahadlik Vibrocha. He's allowing that to go on. Okay, I think we'll stop here. At the end of this tshuva, he has a discussion about yeshiva bachrim that are not included on the Ner Ishu Beso if they're not married and they don't have their own homes. And he says that in the dormitories, he prefers that one of the yeshiva bachrim be appointed to light in the Heichal HaYeshiva, and perhaps even within the hadlaka of each dorm room, one yeshiva bacher should represent the entire dorm room to light. L'maisa, a yeshiva bacher has a number of different options. He says, number one, yochal suda achas behechal yeshiva b'makom shehidlik. He says, in the building of the yeshiva, he should eat one meal, and there he should light. V'yazvukulei yitztarach lahadlik shuv b'chadar ochal p'nimiya. If he eats a meal in his dormitory room, he doesn't have to relight the candle in the chadar ochel. But maybe in the dorms, he would have to light, and it's not enough that they light in the heichal yeshiva, because his pnimiya, since he pays, presumably he pays rent, you know, he pays schar limud, that becomes like his bias. The second option is, when he lights in the heichal yeshiva, shav kavana, that he doesn't want to be Yotzi, his personal chiyuv, and then he could light elsewhere. And finally, he should chip in a pruta with some other yeshiva bacha who's being madlik. And he says the following, Yishtatevim bachur acher bepruta v'yishma brachos mimenu v'yichavim lotzis yidei chavos v'lo yivarech liatzmo. Let someone else make the bracha. Va'etza shlishi siyamuv cheres mikulam. This has to be studied very carefully, and that's a nosev b'fnei atzmo. We want to just really focus our attention on the minug of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses. Shkar Gadol, thank you. Thank you very much.